Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press. Yesterday, late, in the Southern District of New York courthouse, the U.S. Attorney's Office filed a renewed and amended sentencing request as to Ashley Harris for the stealing or mostly selling of Ashley Biden's diary found in a kind of a drug rehab apartment in Florida. There's a lot of controversy about the diary, but there was should have been more controversy about the proposed plea arrangement, which was for 6 months home confinement. Now, after two or three, depending on how you count it, no-shows in the SDNY, they've amended it, and they want 4 months in prison. 4 months in prison. That'll be April 9th, and we'll be covering it in all of its thing. The U.S. versus Terraform Labs crypto trial, the government wrapped up its case. This morning, Judge Rakoff is sitting by designation on the Second Circuit. But we're going to follow it through, you know, to the end, to the end. Daniel Sikkimane. This was a story that we were the first to get in the Mad Court when he came in. He's charged with murder in Brazil, being behind the murder. He didn't go there. Of his estranged husband, Mr. Brent Sikkema, a gallerist from the west side of Manhattan. He was released on bond, secured by a big house in Queens, but that hasn't come through. So he has now until April 5th to fix that up. Menendez was asked to respond to the government's request that he disclose his defenses under FARA, the Foreign Agent Registration Act. He said it's too early, too far before trial. Well, the trial is May 6th. We're going to cover that. We're also going to obviously cover the Trump New York criminal trial beginning April 11th with jury selection. But we're also covering the United Nations, despite their refusal at the secretariat level and at the level of the president of the Security Council this month, Malta, to answer any questions at all about Gaza, about Cameroon, about Honduras and the narco president. No answers, no answers at all. In fact, today we're going to be asking them about the daughter of the president of the Republic of Congo, Nguesso, having a luxury apartment in Manhattan subject to seizure due to the use of corrupt funds. These are the people partying in New York every September at the General Assembly. These are the people Antonio Guterres glad hands with. And then, when they're shown to be corrupt or narco traffickers like Juan Orlando Hernandez, crickets and the banning of the press that asked. But we will not rest. Inner City Press to be continued.